tits cuss.
Man, listen, that's the first thing people just heard.
What?
Is about my T-words cussing.
Your T-words cuss?
No, they don't. Don't say that about them. Welcome to the After Party Podcast. Hi, Max.
Hi.
That's Mus.
That's Mus.
I get those two mixed up.
I was just focused on your flappers.
Dirty bitch.
That's funny. I just took for granted that was Max, but it's not. It is definitely not. That is definitely Mus. Hi, Mus.
Oh, hi, guys.
Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah,
thanks, Mus.
Thanks for having me be a part of it.
Oh, no, it's not against, it's against our will.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's against our will for Mus to be here?
Hey, Mus.
Hi.
When you were a young man.
Yes, sir.
Would you say that you, sir, were a fan of radio in the Twin Cities?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I always have thought that radio is a silly business, and I can't believe anybody gets paid to do this.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Interesting.
Poor question to ask, I guess. I just got an email. We are on.
Hi. Hi, Zach.
Zach, hi.
Hi,
you said that on the recording?
What?
I mean, radio is a great business. I love it.
It's I've been doing it for 30 years.
What's happening?
Obviously, it's amazing.
Yeah, Zach, he's allowed to have his own opinion.
Not
he
just
hates
that.
His
just
job.
We're in the middle
he
of doing our podcast
medium.
Here.
He doesn't want to be a part of it anymore. He's allowed to want to quit.
This is when I was a kid.
You hate all mediums, Cor.
True.
Okay. So this is from February, March. What's the 8th month? August?
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. August 15th of 2011.
August 15th of 2011.
That's right. This is the day that AM 1130 KFAN became FM 100.3 KFXN KFAN, the fan. And as the new day began, we were flipping formats. We were already here in this building, right?
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Three.
Jeez, was it that long ago we came here?
That's almost 20 fucking years ago.
Yeah. And don't forget, remember, I'm almost sure this is the case. Do you remember one of the things that changed when we flipped to FM is that's when we moved from 6 to 9 to 5:30 to 9.
That's right.
We added the extra old half hour. I believe it was the same day, but I'm not 100%
sure. Yeah, I think you're right, Daddy.
I think we added, though, the 5:30 start during the switch.
I think you're right, Daddy.
So as I play this audio, feel free to tell me to stop anytime you want.
All right.
But the first part of the audio is our goodbye messages from us to AM 1130. And Superstar's on here, and Henry's on here, and a very young-sounding Corey is on here. Yeah, but then after that is when Sauce goes live. So tell me to stop anytime you want.
Wait.
Here we go. A little music is playing. Very sad. Set the mood, you know?
AM 1130.
It's hard. This
is your old friend Chris Hockey. You know, I've loved AM since I was a little boy growing up in Ohio / Indiana listening to WLW on 700 AM out of Cincinnati. AM radio's gotten me through a lot. At the time I moved to Minneapolis, St. Paul, I listened to the fan. And then I was able to live the dream of actually finding my way onto AM 1130 KFAN. As the great Joe Elliott once said, it's better to burn out than to fade away.
Definitely.
We do not fade away from the AM signal. We burn out and head towards the FM. A literal burnout with the tires screeching as we pull towards 100.3. From the bottom of my heart, I say thank you to AM radio and thank you to the signal, 1130 AM, for creating the great KFAN and the Power 2.0 machine. Godspeed, AM. Here we come, FM.
Hey, everybody out there. Superstar Mike Morris. just wanted to thank all of you. So much for a wonderful 10-year run with the Power Trip Morning Show on the AM side. Love everyone. Love everything and your support for the Power Trip Morning Show and helping it grow to where it is now. The super show on the Big FM, the 100.3 side of things, wouldn't have been possible without the AM signal that helped us grow, helped me grow after my football career. Really, really want to thank everyone for everything you've done, showing support and listening to us and putting up with us from time to time. Once again, thank you from the superstar, Mike Morris.
Hey, 1130, this is Corey, and I know this is kind of classless, but I just was going to call and say that it's over. I met somebody else, and, you know,
it's like when I still
love
Carly.
You. I'm just not in love with you. And, you know, things change. People grow up, and... we just gotta move on. It's just not the same anymore.
What a great bit!
You've heard this a few times, right? Email me or text me or something, and I really want to see how you're doing. I hope you're doing well, but you can find me on 100.3 FM. Yeah, she's much hotter.
Dude, this is Henry Lake, and I want to say farewell to AM 1130 KFAN, The Fan. It has been a phenomenal stint on the AM side, and I look forward to an even better time as we move to the FM dial. Peace out.
Fan Outdoors, Billy Hildebrand here, wanting to bid adieu to the
Lake almost immediately moved to Kansas City.
Yeah, immediately, correct.
And wish all the folks the best, because it was a great ride. We have ridden you from Montana to Ely to Devil's Lake to the Big Sock
Lake. This motherfucker doesn't toss it to Tackle Terry.
But we've grown up, we've gotten bigger, we've gotten stronger, we've gotten louder. Thanks for the ride. It's going to get better. Goodbye, old friend. AM 1130. Goodbye, old school frequency that provided so many memories to so many for so long. And hello, FM 100.3, the prosperity and popularity and possibility that comes with our new friend. Goodbye, fan travelers' forecasts on the flirty 1130, indicating in Amsterdam it was 69 and smoky. Goodbye, AM 1130. We bid you farewell. And if leaving the frequency, please drive carefully.
Hey, AM 1130 KFAN, this is Tiny Joe Nelson. I just really want to say thank you for all the years. It's been fun, and looking forward to our new home, 100.3, The Fan.
Hey, AM 1130, this is Tenna B. You're the only frequency I've ever been with. Time to move on. I found something better. I am moving to the FM side, 100.3.
18 years ago, when I was just a listener to KFAN AM 1130, the station didn't know what to do with fantasy calls. Now, 17 years later, it's a real honor to be a part of a station that understood fantasy football and fantasy sports and gave us an opportunity to talk to that audience. Thank you.
Well, AM 1130, it was a nice run. I remember you in my kids' cap from Concord Elementary School 20 years ago on my way to probably another tennis lesson, and I knew that we were destined to be together. And it's sad that we say goodbye tonight, but we look forward to hearing you and running into you in the future, and we'll move forward on 100.3. Thanks a lot, AM 1130. It's been real.
We laughed, we cried, best to Charles Dickens, worst to Charles Dickens. This is Dan Barrero, and will you allow me to get semi-serious here for a brief moment? I've had the pleasure, and I mean pleasure, of working this spot on the AM dial for almost all of its 20 years. And let's face it, it is more than a radio station. It's got a character and a soul, certainly a vernacular, all its very own. Book it. There ain't another so-called sports station in the country like it, not one. We basically made it up as we went along. And that, my friends, is the beauty of it.
He actually liked us at one point.
Yeah,
wow,
unbelievable.
That was really fucking well said.
Wow, holy moly.
And by the way, whose idea was it to transfer from AM to FM and upgrade and have everybody do this over the phone like it was 1972?
Well, that's a great point.
Why would we showcase the new FM by going, let's call from our cars?
Yeah.
And give the worst possible. I mean,
what,
that's
got
to be an Abbott decision.
It had to be a last second decision.
It's 100% Abbott. I talked to him about this because I found this three, 4 years ago, and I asked like how it came to be. And yeah, he put that together. He called everyone or had them leave voicemails.
Yeah, he had us leave voicemails. Yeah,
I remember
that. Yeah, yeah.
Way to
showcase
the FM signal.
Yeah, I think it must have been last second idea.
Cooler to another 20 years on the FM dial. And here's hoping I don't miss a single minute of it.
Wow.
Well, as Ben Franklin once said, all good things must come to an end, and this is the end of the end of the end of the fan on the AM dial. It's been almost 20 years to the day that the Twin Cities' first all-sports radio station was launched, and during those two decades, we've laughed, we've cried, we've brought joy to some and anger to others, and a shrug of the shoulders and a shaking of the head to many, many more. And now as the end nears and we face the final curtain, we look to the future on 100.3 FM. And so, for one final time, we can say, you're listening to AM 1130, KFAN, Minneapolis, St. Paul. We'll see you on the FM dial. Be blessed.
I think it gives that nostalgic sound.
Yeah, it does.
You know, the AM sound,
that's a good
with the phone
point,
call
yeah.
in there, just how lousy AM sounds.
See, next level would have been halfway through Barrero or Common's phone call would have been to flip it
right
to just digital, digital, digital. Just sounded unbelievably crystal clear and go, we're on the motherfucking FM now. Now there's no stopping us. There's no reason for you to even compete with us. Yeah.
Now you're about to hear from Cookie Monster, though.
Well, not just that, but I do believe all of this was on both, right?
We were still
on AM and FM when we were doing the switchover.
I see.
And then it went straight FM, I think, when you come home.
Right at midnight
is when it went
to FM. I think this is right before we let Rush say a bunch of shit for 10 years. You know? I think, on the AM
side. I think that's probably right,
This is right before we let him talk. It was...
Put this together
my way.
No, it was definitely it was definitely
yeah. It's not bad.
No, it's really good.
Why
I agree.
Are you so sassy?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's good.
Ha 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 ha. That's not funny.
Here we go. Here comes Saucy.
I can't believe they let me.
I don't know why they did. No, I don't.
One available at midnight.
It was 2011.
I was board hopping. Yeah.
Were you a part of the power trip then?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Have you been a part of it now? I don't know.
And by the way, it sounds like they just told you, turn on the mic and
correct.
Talk.
100%.
Is that
what they did? Yeah.
Goddamn, just suit of the pants, man.
Swedberg and Abbott and Jess Meyer were standing there, and they just, Abbott and Swedberg just pointed at me.
And you were in the studio in the big chair?
Does it work yet?
Yeah.
No one's here. I don't know if I should be. Hello, is this on? Queen FM yet? Hello? It's Meat Sauce.
Jeez.
And I think we're on FM, and I'm going to tell you that they didn't invite me to be on that. I just got done wiping the tears from my face. That was very emotional, but they didn't invite me to do it. But I just broke in because I think I've been fired. But I'm on the first one to be on FM.
Jesus Christ.
On the fan. And this is how brilliant I am. I even played the song FM by Steely Dan. Yeah! Lucky! I'll be back.
God.
Jesus Christ.
You just yelled.
Yeah, I know. Like,
but in FM.
Why did you yell?
Well, I don't know. But pause it for a second. Call in if this is working, if you can hear me, because this wails if we're on FM and I'm the first one. Hello? Rosen, call me. I know you're up.
You're trying to get the phones to work.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah.
No.
I've never sat in that chair.
You're just struggling right now.
Of course, 100%.
Yeah. And they're trying. And in a second, he's going to start talking again because I listened to this last night. He's going to start taking phone calls, which is what he's trying to do right now.
With no one helping me.
Well, you just said the engineer was in the room with you.
Yeah, nobody helped me.
And both of your bosses just staring
at me. Yeah, just staring at me. They literally went like that. Go.
Yep, immediately regretting their 100%. Decision to let you steer the 100%. Ship on night one.
What are they doing now?
Yeah, I think they're trying to get the phones to work. I really do. I think they're trying to figure out what button comes up on the board.
Well, we got a new number too, right? It was 989-1130.
Yeah, because it had to be a different number.
Over to 5326.
Yeah, maybe the phones weren't ringing.
No idea, man.
Maybe he's like, "Let's go to the phones."
Give out the new phone number.
I sound awful.
You don't sound any different at all. Does he sound any different at all?
I sound so nasally.
Yeah, it's a good point. Saucy, gonna talk?
This song sucks.
This song is sweet.
I like the song.
They played it again.
Yeah, you played it over and over and over again.
Abbott kept playing it. Abbott was running the board.
Oh, yeah, you were in the big chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's why I don't know what I'm doing.
God, just see to your... Oh.
You there?
Hello.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Nothing.
It's working.
Are you on 100.3? Because I am.
I am, too. It's
lucky.
Amazing.
All right, I got to go. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I love you. Are you 100.3? The correct answer is we both are.
JC.
Hello? The fan on 100.3. This is Meat Sauce. How are you?
How am I still employed?
I don't know.
I don't want to talk to you either.
Hey, you're not...
It's just sweet content.
This is the fan.
This is the first thing you ever did on the radio
station. No one's there. Hello, hello.
JC.
This is Return to FM, and it's me.
It's the worst.
This is the fan on 100.3. Who's this?
This is Jason. I am on FM. I'm on 100.3. It is the Fan Sports Talk Radio at its best.
Thank you.
That guy did a better job than Sauston.
Yeah.
You sound like me, Sauston.
Thank you. No. Thank you, sir. Call back in an hour when there's no one here, and we'll talk more. Is this working? I don't know what that was. I think he's mad. The fan, this is Meat Sauce. How are you?
It's working, Sauce.
Brilliant. Bye. Meat Sauce, the fan. How may I take your order?
Meat Sauce, yeah, you're Minnesota's treasure.
I don't know what you just said, but thank you. Meat Sauce, the fan. How are you?
Yeah, I thought if I had to listen to another nanosecond of that Bachman book.
He hung up.
You hung up on him.
This is Meat Sauce. How are you?
Sauce, what a sweet, deep voice.
How do I sound on the FM dial? Better than I did on the AM dial?
Hey, you will.
The answer
baby.
Is not possible.
Thank you.
You will. I'll call you later when everyone's gone.
All right.
Dear God.
No wonder you get fired over the phone.
Why'd you hang up on the guy, do you know?
No idea. I thought he was going to say, I don't know. I'd never worked any of that before. I don't know how I'm still on the air.
I don't know why this was. They decided this was the right thing to do.
Or to go on for 9 minutes.
Goes on.
You're talking to the people off the mic.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
This is a big deal when that happens. Like, it's a big enough deal that somebody recorded this because they knew it was a big deal.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
What a way for this station to make this switch.
That's what I'm saying. They just, it's like they found out earlier that day.
Right, correct. This is Meat Sauce. How may I take your order?
What's up, Meat Sauce?
How are you?
Love it.
You excited?
I'm extremely excited.
If you got on the webcam, you'd see how excited I am.
You killed that guy.
I did.
He loved that bit. Yeah, it is. It's like they found out that day we were switching FM, and they had no plan.
Which wouldn't shock you, though.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock you. Right. Like, Sauce, we need somebody to come in at midnight.
Were you babysitting the station at night all the time then?
Yeah.
To all you listeners out there on the wonderful highway that is live, get into Fox programming here, but I'll be here all night making sure that this works. And for all of you that have made fun of me in the past, you see how important I am to this station that they trust me to do this. We're now on the FM dial, and I would be Meat Sauce. So call in later. We can't take your calls anymore. There's four of my bosses over there, and they don't look too happy that I've been doing this. They finally showed up. So either I won't be here, or I'm just kidding. I'll be here. Thanks for listening to The Fan. I'll be here all night, play some songs. I take requests. We can chat. We can cry. We could even not chat. Do whatever you want. All right, I'll be back in a while, but this is The Fan on FM 100.3. We want to see how far the signal reaches. Give me a call. We'll have contests all night. I haven't come up with them, but we'll think of that when it happens.
Bye. We're going to flip to Fox programming, but we'll take calls and do contests all night.
Play tunes.
And that is it.
That was it. So,
was that before or after you got fired?
That's after I got fired in 2009.
Yeah.
Over the phone. They brought me back. Yeah. Yeah.
How long were you gone?
8 months.
Oh, I think Chris and I called those the good old days. You're right, by the way. You sound nasally. Everybody sounds a little bit different, whatever it was 11 years ago. But yeah, you sound a little bit stuffed up or something. I don't know.
You still had the same bits, though.
Yeah, a lot of the same bits.
None of that's changed,
Yeah.
You sounded different, too, on the phone.
Yeah, I was probably
I thought it was
depressed.
Kevin Fallness at first.
2011? No, I was with Andrew then. I was going to say before that I hated myself.
I think you still do.
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't we all?
A little bit, yeah. No, this website, radiotapes.com, has all kinds of old air checks from all radio stations and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting. Not much from the fan.
But honestly, what a poorly executed transfer.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was terrible.
Over the phone voicemails and Sauce winging it.
But as Hockey said, did they find out the day of?
I know.
They meat sauced it in so many ways.
They did meat sauce it.
They mailed it in.
Well, like, who else would have came in at midnight? from this.
That's probably why they had Sauce do it.
None of them wanted to do it.
Yeah, we weren't willing to do that.
Hell no.
Well, they put so much work into the intro. Then they're right. Like, well, our job is done. Oh, wait. Crap. And like you said, maybe 20 minutes before, Sauce, you're going. We're just going to play FM over and over and over and over again.
But it was the right move. I mean, they could have just rolled that montage into Fox Sports Radio, not made something special.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So that was good to have Sauce, though. It would have been nice if
to have a plan.
Sauce knew what the hell he was doing. And what I mean by that is maybe give you training in the big chair before just like plopping you down.
Or
and like,
Chad could have pulled up the callers for you.
Yeah. Right.
And you could have, and he could have said, hey, let's kill 20 minutes with this. Actually talk to the listeners, not like, can you hear this? Yep. Okay. Brilliant. Bye.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah. Made no sense.
Yeah. It wasn't great.
I just assumed, because when I listened to that, and I hadn't talked to you about it yet, I assumed you were on the board. And
no,
that you were just
Abbott
sitting
was.
There alone. Basically.
Abbott was.
Yeah. So Abbott's on the board. He's playing the music. And he's just staring at
Crush,
you.
I think Crush was there.
I would have
too.
Loved video of him. They're all just like in the control room, just looking at you while you just.
I believe all of them were high fiving, like, yes, perfectly executed switch.
Yeah, we thought it was smooth.
Nailed it. What a great idea.
Jess's
God, this is smooth. Yeah, high fives, hugs, the whole
shots.
Bit.
Yeah.
Man. Excellent creative meeting, fellas. Nicely done. Way to go.
Somebody uploaded, a lot of different things from the past, and there's video of the day, the salutes to Darkstar, the day he died, all kinds of stuff, man. I don't know. I love old school radio stuff. It's pretty cool. There's, you guys might have heard me talking to Volzvik about it, but there's audio and video of the first video, like a news report on Dave Ryan in the morning.
Wow.
On here. And he looks like a baby.
You know, they used to do, like, the local news used to do a lot more, like, with radio, where they would come in to, like, the studio and do a story on the radio station and on the shows. They don't do that much anymore, but there's a treasure trove on YouTube of old Dave Ryan clips, all shows in this market, mm-hmm. Unfortunately. Like I said, it'd be nice if they did that for us now.
I found it that it was almost impossible to get them to do anything, have television cover us. I mean, you had to have such good connections, and you had to do the most ridiculous things for them to actually show up and go, okay, we should definitely film. And, or if it was like a concert or something that you supposedly had knowledge on, that they would have you standing, you know, outside the XL Energy Center for one of their first shows or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, TV always looked down on radio, but they don't. I don't think they do much anymore.
No, I think everybody's kind of in this together now.
I'm trying to find some Donna Hines and Muss in the morning, but I don't see.
You can skip the Muss and Hines existed. Part. Just find Donna videos.
Control effing it.
Yeah, control effing it.
Yeah, why don't you try control effing Donna? Nailed it.
Type in like Muss.
Nothing.
Wow. Sorry, Muss.
Blank canvas.
Wake up, crew.
No.
Nothing.
Nope.
Sorry, buddy.
Maybe that's why we don't have the show anymore.
That's sad. There's some really bad radio logos back in the day.
Oh man, you should hear some of the jingles that people used to run. But it's pretty cool because I'm going to be able to do some stuff when it comes to the Duel of the Decades, because there's a lot of music surveys and top 10 lists for songs that were like right here on WLOL AM, December 15th of 1957. Here's their top 40 songs.
Oh, sweet.
Number one was Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly.
Great song.
Number two is At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors.
Banger.
Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lee
Dark
Lewis.
Star loves all these.
Bill Justice and Raunchy. I don't know that song. And number four.
That sounds like a morning show.
It kind of does. Yeah.
Bill Justice and Raunchy. This is the Wake Up Crew on K102.
Raunchy is our stunt guy.
Yeah, Raunchy is definitely the sauce.
Yeah, I don't think anybody uses the call letters WLOL anymore.
No, and they do.
Do they? What? Who does?
It's another station in the market.
No kidding.
And I'm pretty sure Sioux Falls is over there now.
I think it's Christian Rap.
I know that's WDGY, I thought.
Oh, no. I mean,
yeah, I'm thinking WDGY.
There is a WLOL.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
Hmm. Hey, Muss.
Yeah.
The Donna Hines and Muss Wake Up Crew, K102.
Yeah.
If you had to name one person who was responsible for the downfall of that show, who would it be, and why is that person named Greg Swedberg?
Oh, my God.
No comment. I think he's a genius, and it was the best thing for the station to absolutely blow up that
show. What time in the podcast is that?
Was there ever any sexual tension between you and Hines?
Hines? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. I mean, oh, wait. It's still 1330.
It's still 1330?
Yeah, just... Corey's favorite station, Relevant Radio.
Oh, is that right?
What is Relevant Radio, and why am I pretending not
Jesus?
To know it?
Jesus.
Catholic radio.
It me. Is Catholic
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, of course.
So I jokingly said Christian rap, but it's just, what is it, Catholic talk, or what is it, music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple buddies Catholic that work talk. Over there, man.
They have a Catholic talk station?
Yeah.
What do they talk about? Jesus?
Jesus?
Yeah, no, yeah, he gets mentioned.
Oh.
Yeah, he's brought up.
They
have the Jesus hour.
They got a weekly hour.
Yeah. Jesus F and Christ hour.
He does his own show.
Yeah. He calls in, yeah.
It probably
he does it most of the time, but most of the time people are filling in for him.
It probably sounds like this. It goes something like, hey, you're on WLOL. Have you talked to Jesus?
I did.
Brilliant. Bye.
So you've listened.
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah.
Wow. Listen to this. First of all, the Music Land Record Shop's top 40 best selling albums and records.
Yeah. How about that? Music Land.
From July 28th, 1973, Three Dog Night, Jim Croce, Bobby Pickett, Wings, man.
And Seven this is Mary
specifically
three.
For, yeah.
Seven Mary
Seven
three.
Mary
this is
three.
Specifically for the Twin Cities, though. That's pretty cool.
Hey, what are the numbers for the Christian talk station? I got to hear this
1330.
Shit today. I'm checking that bullshit out today.
Come on.
I hate listening people to like everything. It, why wouldn't people I hate listening to
it's
that?
Okay. People are allowed to like it.
Oh, yeah, but I'm allowed to like to listen stuff. To it. Half of the stuff I listen to, it's because I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Like the stuff.
Why do you listen to my show?
I listen to Saturdays with Sauce. I can't wait to hear this show. I'm just so curious what it sounds like. I've heard Christian music.
What if you're
moved? What a Christian talk show sound
by it? What if you're like, God damn it, yes.
Yeah, what if that changes your life?
Yeah, what if you're like, I get it now, Jesus.
It would be ironic if my reaction was, God damn it. Right. God damn it, now I get it.
Fucking Christ, is this good.
Okay, you're getting emails for that
wow.
one.
Wow.
You just took the Lord's name in vain.
You
should listen to 1330.
Is it 1330?
I don't know.
Yeah, you need some 1330.
Those are brilliant,
in your life.
By the way.
These commercials?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What commercials?
Dark Stars commercials?
Yeah, they're great.
I haven't seen them. Here we go. Skip ad.
Looking for a nice, big, juicy rack of ribs, fabulous chops, huge steaks, and the Buddy Bowl? Then J.B. Hoyt's is a place for you. Hoyt's opened in 1983. Mike Andrews and his partner John White have kept this Minnesota tradition at the top of the food chain. Managing owner Pat Montague gives us a tour.
At J.D. Hoyt's, enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Great
Pat's
food,
the goat.
Friendly service.
I love it.
But it looks like Dark Shop was like, Pat, can you just welcome us in?
Yeah.
Just watch the new ballpark.
Located at 394 in North Washington, locally owned, nationally known, Hoyt's.
This is the best. Hold on.
Go ahead, Corey.
So I had never gone to J.D. Hoyt's with Dark. I think Dark realized that there's nothing for Corey to
Him
eat
and I
there.
Would go all the time, yeah.
So that's why I think Dark took me to Good Day all the time, because he's like, this fucking idiot can eat breakfast at least. But I had never gone to Hoyt's, but my friends and I and my wife and I went to Hoyt's before the Royal Blood Show.
Yeah.
Close to First Ave. Obviously, I didn't eat there, but everybody else did. It just feels like a Dark Star.
It definitely does.
Like, you walk in there, and even before you order the food or see the food, you're like, this just feels like the kind of vibe he would have been into. And the fact that it's next door to a strip club, I'm like, no wonder fucking Dark loved this place. Driving distance or walking distance?
Walking
almost
distance,
to,
for
a,
sure.
to Target Field.
Yes.
Yep.
So, Target Field, strip club, steak.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he just didn't live at J.D. Hoyt's.
Yeah, J.D. Hoyt's
so
Wales.
I was
their
impressed. I didn't, again, I didn't eat there, but it was a very cool vibe. I totally understood his love of it.
Yeah, pre-gaming before Vikings games.
Makes sense.
J.D. Hoyt's. Oh, my
yeah.
God. They
makes
just
sense.
Keep bringing it. It's buffet style, but you get a plate, they just keep bringing it
to
you.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh, God,
awesome.
That sounds good right now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 98, 99. Baseball and Hoyt's. So close, you can taste it.
The joke with that commercial is that everybody assumed he drove. He didn't walk from J.D. Hoyt's to Target Field, that he drove to Target Field.
That makes
sense. Yeah, there's no way he walked. Good as it gets. A father and son operation.
It's a classic.
Been in business for 32 years. Everybody knows Hennepin Lake Liquors. Lowest prices on wine in the upper Midwest. Who could ask for more? California wines. Beautiful wines from France. And great prices on beer. They've got everything you want in a
full service. Oh, my God. Do you know who that is?
Liquor store.
That's Beth, our former intern.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
That's Beth Way.
What? No way.
Yes, Way.
Ooh, tasty.
Tasty.
Love that wine.
Can we get Dark saying
tasty? Hey, Dark, I'm with you. Let's go see my buddy Gary Rackner.
Gary Rackner.
Dark's never heard
Hennepin Lake Liquors. Dark and Phil had to see Gary Rackner at Bunnies. Hennepin Lake Liquors, oh my.
It's an ad within an ad.
It's a late, yeah, that was a Bunnies ad inside of a Hennepin Lake Liquors ad.
Yeah, I guess they did.
Hi, this is Dark Sarnum. Down my favorite place in the whole wide world, Ticket King, the corner of Chicago.
Ticket
Washington
King.
With my main man, Mike Nowakowski. Whose guitar is this?
Dark, give me a break. I'm trying to sell something here, Dark. We have Timberwolves tickets.
Boy, these are
we have Wild tickets. We have concert tickets. And all you care about is the guitar?
Dude, these guitars are incredible. They're played by famous people right out here at the park.
Come on, Dark. People don't want to hear about the guitars. They want to hear about how we have two Minnesota locations, one right across from the XL Energy Center, and then one right by Target Field in the Metrodome. Not the guitars.
But they're fabulous. Ooh, look at all these tickets. It's incredible down here. Hey, Mary, you think I could take Sadie to Rocky 14?
No.
Oh, hey, there's a guitar. Is that for sale?
Everything's for sale around here, Knothead.
Oh.
He's in, like, he's in sweatpants that are, like, just the best, man. He just showed up. Hey, Dark, you got to do a commercial today. All right. Yeah. You going to change? No. Dark's the goat, man. I miss that fucker.
Yep. No doubt about it. Oh, this is us.
My mom said it's sprinkling
outside. My mom says it's raining.
No, Corey, it's sprinkling outside.
My mom says it's raining.
No, my mom says it's sprinkling outside.
My mom says it's raining.
Ow! Corey!
Tell me, Sasha, you're sorry.
Why did you do that?
Fuck. But what has happened? I can't see it. So what is it?
Remember, you poked my heart? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
We've recreated it. So... yeah, again, for those of you who can't see it, this makes no sense at all.
I totally forgot
but
about this.
I'll bring up the original. It's two brothers.
I forgot about that.
Little kids who, well, three, I guess. Or no, they're not. They're a daycare. That's right. What am I doing? You. I can't do two things at once. Eat balls. Okay, here we go. So this is the original
one. I got a recording spot. I'll be back.
Now eat shit.
Yeah, eat shit. We're going to be done.
After saving with customized car insurance from
Liberty Mutual. You want to get it.
Look at the Frenchie.
All right, relax. Oh, that is a Frenchie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Your dog's going to be much bigger than that dog.
Sure.
It's a huge bitch.
No,
it's
raining. No. Hey, no,
it's raining.
No, it's raining.
No, it's raining.
My mom told me it's sprinkling.
It was raining.
No, it is.
My mom told me. It was wiggling, not raining.
My mom said it is raining.
No, my mom told me it was wiggling.
Because my mom said it's raining.
No, my mom said it's wiggling.
My mom said it's raining.
Because it's raining.
Ow!
My mom said it's sorry to you.
Wiggling.
My mom told me it was wiggling.
Hey, don't put your hands on a woman.
Than meat sauce opening up
for
the FM.
It's raining. You broke my heart. It's okay.
What a fucking baby.
Man up.
Well, yeah, come on, man.
I
You put a hand, you put your hands on a woman. You deserve to get poked.
Poor kid. Look at him.
My heart.
My heart. Yeah, so we decided for some reason to recreate that because, totally, you know, YouTube mattered.
I totally forgot about this.
My mom said it's spring cleaning.
My mom says it's raining.
No, Corey, and you're just spring cleaning.
You have both fingers in your mouth.
My mom says it's sprinkling outside.
My mom says it's raining.
Ow! Corey!
You touch it. This is so dumb.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, 50,000 views.
Stop. We're going to go outside, and you're going to see that it's raining.
It's sprinkling.
What? We're going to go outside, and you're going to see that it's raining.
It's sprinkling. My mom says it's sprinkling.
My mom says it's raining.
No, Corey, you're pretty, but you're not real. My mom says it's sprinkling.
My mom says it's raining.
You poked me in the heart. Ow.
It's okay.
I like that he butchered the line. Yeah. You poked me in the heart. It's not even a line.
My mom says it's raining.
Corey! You poked my heart.
I'm wearing the same exact hat right now.
Yeah.
That's so weird. When did we do that? That was 2014. Man, that was when we did the little things.
No.
Oh, no. There's Danny the house elf.
I just saw this video the other day, weirdly.
Yeah, Dobby's on.
Hello. I'm Danny the house elf. Perhaps you know my cousin, Dobby. Let's go visit the guys on the Pirate Morning Show. Excuse me.
Stop! Put it away!
Hello, AJ.
Are you Donnie the house elf?
I'm Donnie the house elf.
Donnie, nice to meet you, Donnie
I'm
the house
Dobby's
elf.
Dobby's cousin.
Donnie, hello. Well, your price tag is still on you. No, no.
Would you like the keys?
I can smell Chris Hockey on you.
Oh, hey, how are you? Stay out of my way. I'm Donnie the house elf. Oh, look it in here. Let's go see what this guy's doing here. Look it through the window. Oh, hi, look at all you. That may be the ugliest group of men I've ever seen in my life.
Zoss just wandering around during the commercial break, ripping people,
right?
Probably.
What is your name? The last time you used a napkin, I thought it was for a whole different reason.
Dobby.
What?
This is what you need to be taking to build and maintain muscle.
Are you okay? Are you safe around Chris Hockey?
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Will you take a look at my prostate?
Yeah. Yeah, you're good.
That was my penis.
Sorry, Nobs.
This goes on for 9.5 minutes.
What the fuck?
Would you look at how long my nose is?
Yeah.
I love that your Donnie voice is just your Italian.
Yeah, it's just
I have one voice. What can I do?
It's Corey. It goes on for 9 minutes. Part one.
Yeah, part one.
Let's see what the comments were here. Best morning show ever. Thank you. In your cooter. Don't be. Exactly. Yeah. Bring Dobby to the Aruba party. Are we doing that this year?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't think any of the other shows would show up.
Well,
I don't think they would.
They would have to.
You poke my heart. All right, that'll do it. I've had enough. Wow, we went way too long. This was like two different we should chop this up and play the rest of it on Thursday. hey, everybody, have a great day. Bye, Mus.
See you guys.
Bye, Max.
Bye.
Bye, Zeko. Bye, Corey. Bye, Sauce. Peace out.